morning. Welcome in. Upon Further Review is here. It's live. It's on the air. It's number 2,331. No.
42.
No. That was even worse. Oh. I shouldn't have laughed at you. I mean, you were close. 2,329. But I'm just thinking, it's five more than the last one.
But I couldn't remember the last one.
I don't remember a week ago.
I barely remember 15 minutes ago.
Like long time ago. I almost said long A ago. Oh, man. Long A-T. Long A time ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Apple. Coming up, we've got a great show. It is nothing but college basketball previews as we are counting down the days. You know when it starts, Ryan?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a Blue Jay through and through. Got your cardigan ready to go.
Uh-huh.
You know when it starts?
It's early next week, but Tuesday?
No, Monday.
Monday.
Well, if you're a Blue Jay fan,
yeah,
it's Tuesday, but the rest of the world starts on Monday. It's got to be different.
NAIA already started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's... As I was going through the regional stuff on Saturday, it was like, oh, Graceland played, okay. College basketball preview number 52 with?
Oh, sounds like Alcorn State.
No, I don't think they made it. Alabama State made it from the SWAC last year, but it's Creighton.
That's not a two-bid league?
Nope.
Not yet.
Walker, Omaha World Herald. Also, we've got number 53. It's Utah State with Patrick Mayhorn of the Ag Ship. And then also Barry McKnight. The play-by-play man for Troy.
Isn't he awesome?
He's talking...
Troy? Yeah. Basketball?
Is he awesome? I think so. I did this interview like 2 weeks ago, so I don't even remember. Like you said, it might have even only been a week ago, but it feels like a long time ago. He was... No, this was somebody else. I was thinking of something. One of my play-by-play guys I talked with was like, he just got back from a vacation in the mountains because it was a bye week for the football team. And I can't remember who... Was. Okay, anyway. Also, our online right now, KMALand.com, our latest Jim Hughes Real Estate KMA Land Male and Female Athlete of the Week Award winners. Ryan?
Emmanuel Grass of Red Oak.
Manny Grass, yes.
Spry.
Yeah.
From Savannah.
How do you say that?
Ariana?
I haven't talked to her. I'm going to ask.
I'm
going to
guess Ariana because Ari, I'm sure they call her for short, but we'll see. It could be Ariana.
Yes, I'm going to ask.
Also, she's going to think you're stupid.
That's fine. I mean, I think I'm stupid, so that's fine.
She's not going to think you're stupid, Trevor. Nobody will think you're stupid if you're trying to get all the names correct.
Is it Hufford?
Yeah, jeez.
Well, with Missouri, you never know.
You don't. KMA Land Volleyball Tournament Trail blog is up right now at KMALand.com. Tonight, focusing on tonight's games. Regional semifinal night in KMA Land. Do you know where East Mills is playing?
I do.
Okay. That's where you're going to be. I'm going to be in Sydney for FM Sydney round 3. That's going to be fun. You've got Stans and East Mills, as we mentioned there. That's a precious video. And then also, what are you doing?
I got Missouri Valley Riverside tonight. Yeah. My fifth time seeing both these schools. So
only time. Only one team has beat Riverside multiple sets this year. And it's Missouri Valley.
Riverside's lost, I think, 5 sets all year.
But just haven't been able to beat them more than once in any. You know. Dusty is headed to Trainer versus
Westwood.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And there's a bunch of other games that I preview as well. You know what?
I believe Tayton is going to be at Ankeny Christian tonight.
Yeah. We got 10 regional semifinals. Tayton is. I mean, like, unless something comes up.
Yeah. Unless there's a dance or something.
West Bend Mallard at Coon Rapids Baird. Great matchup there. Combined 46-7 record. That's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned FM Sydney. Got IK and Manning at West Monona. I like the Wolves.
Yeah, that's a good one for
them. Get this one. They played 7 times between 2008 and 2012.
They were in the same conference.
They had the home and home and home and home.
Yeah.
In a single year. But still, I mean, that's 7 times in 08 to 12. Yeah,
that's
Western
a lot.
Valley Conference at that time. But anyway, Stanton East Mills, we mentioned that. Audubon at St. Albert tonight. They got a combined 32-32 record. They're very similar in that Audubon obviously played tough Western Iowa slate.
Mm-hmm.
St. Albert played a very tough Hawkeye 10 slate. And this is what St. Albert does. Southeast Warren at Ankeny Christian, combined how many wins?
That feels like 46.
Southeast Warren has 38 wins.
Well, yeah, Ankeny Christian has more than 8.
They played like 97 matches 44, this year, 44. I feel like.
Yeah, so it's 65. 65 total wins between the two.
That's
how about
lot.
That? Ankeny Christian has not lost in postseason in a long while. Southeast Warren actually has a winning record against them in the Bound era. That was before they became
powerhouse.
Ankeny Christian Volleyball Academy. Westwood at Trainer tonight. You know that one. Earlham at Grundy Center. You guys ready for that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Grundy's good always. How far is that for them?
Two and a half, yeah, probably.
Say two plus.
I mean,
it's not like a
semifinal, though. It's an hour 52.
Yeah, it's not a horrible drive. It's not great, but it's not.
I wouldn't want to make out of a regional semifinal.
No.
I mean, that's got to be one of the longer trips of the night, right? ACGC at Woodward Granger, not too far to go there for those two. And then we got Missouri Valley at Riverside, which we mentioned. So those are the 10 regional semifinals, 1A, 2A. How you like it?
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
I want some more of it.
Okay. All right. Do you try?
I try so hard.
Yeah.
But I just can't rise above it.
Okay. All right. Also, we got Jaden Fuji from?
Thomas Jefferson.
Going to play?
Football.
For?
Buena Vista.
Yeah. You guys are on the money today. We've also got a sports feature today with Olivia Westhoff from?
Audubon.
Yes. That's perfect to know. Helin Volleyball.
It's close.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah. You look a little tired today, Trev. You get enough sleep?
I got plenty of...
Trev, when's the last time you shaved?
It's been a while.
It looks pretty furry.
I will...
It's his playoff beard.
Yes.
Darby Moore from?
Sioux City West.
Yeah. She's from Earlham.
Earlham. Gonna very play. Close.
Basketball.
Basketball at?
Cornell.
Yeah. How'd you know all that?
I knew everything.
Right. I feel like
except
maybe,
where she was from. Yeah.
I mean, I confuse Sioux City West and Earlham.
Very similar.
They are very similar. KMA Land Senior Spotlight today with Nora Watkins from?
Maryville.
Rockport.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like one of the best cross-country runners.
And wrestlers.
Yes.
KMA Land Missouri Wrestler of the Year, actually.
I got Missouri right.
Yeah. Lexi Craig originally from?
Ooh. Harlan?
No.
Stanberry, right?
Yeah.
Also similar.
Is she still at Mizzou?
Yeah. Senior year at Missouri. Good story. I mean, we went for like 10 and a half minutes, which would be a record. No, but honestly, it's worth a listen, I think, anyway. Maybe.
I think I talked to her when she committed.
Could be. But.
It was a long time ago. That would have been 4 years ago.
Two, I believe.
Three or 4 years ago, as we've alluded to already, feels very, very long ago.
Yeah, let me see who actually did talk to her.
Or maybe she won us. I feel like I've interviewed
her.
Well,
she's probably, I mean, she set the javelin, javelin throw record in the state of Missouri. So maybe that was the time that you talked with her. I'm still trying to find
out. Or maybe I didn't at all, and I'm just dumb.
Well, I definitely talked to her because I had her number somehow. But like you said, it was a L.A. time ago.
Yes.
Here we go. I wrote the story on her signing with Missouri, December 2021.
Classic. Maybe I'm lying and I've never
Class
talked to her.
I'm not saying you haven't talked to her, but I talked to her for her commitment. Let's see. Maybe she won like a Missouri award that you talked with her about. What do you think?
That's possible. Or
Trevor Mayer.
Maybe she was at the track, like one of the track meets I covered in Missouri. That's very possible.
So do you have her number?
I do not. Oh, no. Okay. So maybe I never did.
All right. Also, we got football previews galore today, boys.
Yes.
Yeah, we got
Let's
four
go.
Of them.
When do those start dropping?
At 1.
Oh, nice.
At 1, 2, 3, and 4, we will have... Let me see if I can... Here you go. This is tomorrow.
I know what I have, if you
okay,
know
what
you
have. Okay, what do you got at
1? I've got Shane Hilton from Stanberry. At 1. 2 o'clock, I have Mac Jorth.
Pleasantville.
Friday, we had a Stanberry story. I don't remember what it was.
Softball.
Stanberry softball story. I moved Lexi Craig to Monday. Still had a Stanberry story. Right after it.
We love Stanberry.
We love them.
And then at 4 o'clock, I've got Ryan Thompson.
And at 3 o'clock, I've got my boy, Dustin Piper, from East Natchez.
East Natchez.
He dropped a Jacob Fatu line, all gas, no brakes.
Isn't he awesome?
No brakes. Oops. I spelled brakes wrong.
Oh.
There we go.
How'd you spell it?
Breaks.
Uh-huh.
You need brakes is a different brakes. All right, so that's all coming up. That's all coming up or up now, KMALand.com, or in your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. I mean, I don't know why people don't just subscribe. I mean, if you don't, you should. There's all kinds of crap going on, right, guys?
Yeah, I don't get why you wouldn't.
Hey, are you guys having a great – did you have a great weekend?
I did. I had a really good weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Better weekend than Brian Kelly, huh?
No, I mean, he's. I don't know. He got told, hey, here's $54
million. $54 million. So
that did not happen to me.
He had a hand in killing a kid at Notre Dame and then get fired.
You lose to A&M at home under the lights. Can't survive that.
That was definitely when you, I mean, like, you got to win that
and
if
what,
you're LSU.
And what's the deal at LSU? Like, LSU doesn't have a president.
I don't know.
For their university, because the governor is, like, involved in this.
Oh, wow.
The governor, like, had to meet with their board of regents and make sure they had all the money put together to.
Well, weren't they wanting him to make some staff changes, I believe, was where that initially started Sunday morning.
So
and he was.
They said he had to fire his OC, and he said, well, that means I'm also firing my O-line coach. And whoever he was talking to said, no, you have to keep him. And I think it started. And they, of course, tried to negotiate a lower buyout, which if I'm a coach, I'm never.
No.
I agreed to.
Well, yeah, I think, don't you think Brian Kelly was probably pushing back on stuff because he's like, you know what? Just go ahead and fire me. $54 million.
Yeah.
I'll get the hell out of here and we'll have a great time. So he's fired. His top assistant. The top assistant was fired as well today, Tony Sloan, the OC. So they eventually did do that. And, I mean, it's going to be a crazy coaching. It's already a crazy coaching carousel. But, like, in terms of trying to hire a coach when you have LSU open.
Penn State.
I know you have Florida. Like, I don't even know if that's a good job anymore. It's just like. No,
but they have money.
Every time, everybody that goes there just is fired. I mean, fast.
Except Urban Meyer.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. That's the thing. Yeah.
But it gave him heart problems.
Yeah.
No.
I think that was that?
Oh, yeah. He did say heart problems and came back to Ohio State.
Yeah, well, they magically cured themselves. Yeah.
He was going to, like, retire after the 2009 season, and then he came back for 2010, and then he retired again. Problems. Yeah.
But you got.
He had a girl sitting on his lap.
Even, like, you know, Virginia Tech was probably like, we're going to get out ahead of this. We're going to.
Yeah. Or, like Arkansas.
Well, I mean, just like Virginia Tech was one of the first ones to do it, right? They were the first school. I know there was two that weekend.
UCLA was early too.
UCLA and Virginia Tech were the same day, like minutes apart, I think. And now it's just like, I don't know. If you thought you were going to get like the A candidate that you're probably not. Maybe you weren't going to anyway, but like now LSU, I don't even know where they go for this. You got to think Matt Campbell's going to be gone from Iowa State in one of these jobs, right? I mean, these are like appealing jobs for, I think, what he's looking for. Like Penn State, you know, I mean, he's always been kind of the Midwest Rust Belt guy that people say he probably wants to go to one of these schools, but I don't know.
Or Nebraska.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Oh!
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, what a time to be alive. Also, you got Trev and his Dallas Mavericks last night.
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg?
I've heard he's good at the basketball.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, what did he do then that made him so good?
I don't know what he did
last
night.
Not in his first half ever of the NBA.
Yeah. 22 points, 4 boards, 4 assists for Cooper Flagg. First win for the Mavericks in his career. Also last night, Austin Reeves dropped 51. No Luka, no LeBron.
No problem.
51 points. There were some problems, I'll tell you that. because he left early in the fourth quarter. The lead that they had built because of him, completely gone. He comes back in and just starts raining threes down. And did you know Russell Westbrook plays for the Kings?
Yeah, he put up a 1-2-3 line.
Did he?
Earlier in this season, he had like 1 point, 2 rebounds, 3 assists in a game.
He was on one last night, though. It doesn't surprise me because they're playing the Lakers, and he's got a grudge against them. You know, I mean, why wouldn't you have a grudge? You go to the Lakers, you stink, and you get blamed for all the losses, which weren't all his fault. But he went for 18 last night, made 4 threes in 6 attempts, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Trev?
Yes.
There you go. You guys got anything else?
Boy,
these opens are just not what they used to be.
I didn't feel like the NFL.
Then he start kicking his ass.
I didn't feel like the NFL slate was super.
There were a lot of
yesterday.
Not close games.
Well, last week, the games. The matchups stunk, but the games were okay.
Yeah.
This week, the games were just awful.
Like, Jets-Bengals was kind of interesting.
Hey, but it was also the Jets-Bengals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that might have been the only one possession
game. Well, you know what? It's up to the Chiefs Commanders to save it tonight, Trev.
You think the NFL's
don't let
dying?
Us down. Well, you know, they booked that one guy for the halftime show. And
what is wrong with why do people not like Bad Bunny?
Well, because he's not from this country.
Even though he's
from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, which is...
That's why people are very dumb.
Well, that's not why, but that is proof that they are
dumb.
The
good news is Wednesday is the end of all of us.
That's true.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Here we go. Stay tuned. More fun for the ring.